Sadasya, the members of the assembly, Uchu said, Utpati, repeated birth and death, Advani, on the path of, Asharange, not having a place to take shelter, Uru, great, Klesha, troublesome, Durge, in the formidable fort, Andaka, termination, Ugra, ferocious, Vyala, Vyala, snakes, Andishe, being infested with, Vishaya, material happiness, Mrigutrisha, mirage, Atma, body, Gehe, home, Uru, heavy, Varaha, burden, Dvanva, dual, Swabre, holes, ditches of so-called happiness and distress. Kala, ferocious. Mriga, animals. Vaye, being afraid of. Shokadave, the forest of lamentation. Agyasartha, for the interests of the rascals. Paraokaha, shelter of your lotus feet. Te, unto you. Sharanada, giving shelter. Kada, when. Yati, went. Kama upashritaha, being afflicted by all sorts of desires. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The members of the assembly address the Lord, O exclusive shelter for all those who are situated in troubled life, in this formidable fort of conditional existence. The time element, like a snake, is always looking for an opportunity to strike. This world is full of ditches of so-called distress and happiness, and there are many ferocious animals always ready to attack. The fire of lamentation is always blazing, and the mirage of false happiness is always alluring, but one who has no shelter from them. Thus, foolish persons live in the cycle of birth and death, always overburdened and discharging their so-called duties. And we do not know when they will accept the shelter of your lotus feet. Purport. Persons who are not in Krishna consciousness are living a very precarious life, as described in this verse. But all these circumstantial conditions are due to forgetfulness of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give relief to all these bewildered and distressed persons. Therefore, it is the greatest relief work for all human society, and the workers thereof are the greatest well-wishers, for they follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who is the greatest friend of all to all living entities. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskadya Desitarane. The assembly is expressing that the material world is full of difficulty and dangers. Most people in the material world think that the material world is full of opportunities for material happiness, and therefore they're always trying to invent something new to further their happiness. Or as Krishna says, Chintyam aparayam cha pralayantam upashritya kama pavoga paramam etavam iti nischitya asha pasha shitarabhara kama krodha parayana ihanti kama bogartam anyaya nartha sanchaya. They believe that to gratify their senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense enjoyment. The demoniac person thinks, Idamadya maya labdva imam prapse manovritam idamadiyam asti me bhavishati purardhanam asal maya hatakshadro haniche chapuranapi ishvaraham hambogi siraham balavan suki adyo bijanavanasmi konyoste sadrisan daksha dasya yakshamik modisha ityaganam vibohitaha. So much wealth do I have, and I'll gain more according to my scheme. So much is mine, and in the future I'll get more and more and more. He is my enemy, and I've killed him. And all my other enemies will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am perfect. I am powerful. And I am happy. I am surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives. I shall perform some sacrifice. I shall give some charity. And this way I shall rejoice. And this way, actually, the demoniac is bewildered by ignorance. So the whole material world is existing to become absorbed in more and more material consciousness. They don't know that the result of that is that they're going to go down to the darkest regions of existence. Matirna Krishne Paratakshatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Ratanam Adandago Bira Vishitam Tamizram Punak Punas Charvita Charvanana. So matira means our consciousness. That's our free will. Where are we going to put our consciousness? Most people looking for something to put their consciousness on. They're looking to something that will enslave them in the material world. They think, oh, I have nothing to do, I'm free. Who will enslave me? Which object I'll become a victim of? So everyone's looking around for something to contemplate, to become attached to develop lust for, to become greedy over. And ultimately, that leads to frustration, anger, bewilderment, forgetfulness, and ultimately one loses all one's spiritual conception of life, and one is simply absorbed in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending as the only purpose of existence. So matira, if we put our consciousness in the wrong thing, then we become absorbed in material consciousness. But people don't know that. Matira and Krishna, the last thing they'll ever put their consciousnesses on is God. If God is presented in such a way as he's harmless and he can't do anything, maybe they'll think, all right, he's harmless. We can believe in a harmless God. He has no hands, so he has no legs, he's paraplegic. He has no eyes, he's blind. He has no ears, he's deaf. He has no tongue, he can't speak. Yeah, we worship him because actually we feel sorry for him. Such an unfortunate position. Anyhow, he's God, so we love him anyhow. So such a God, maybe they'll put their consciousnesses on because there's nothing to think about. But otherwise, they're fully absorbed in trying to solve their problems. Every moment we have a problem. Sometimes we don't think it's a problem. When our tongue is dictating, eat, well, that's a problem. When our mind dictates sleep, it's a problem. We have to follow it, or else we get into more problems. we think we'll get into more problems. So every moment in our existence is simply one problem after another that we're trying to overcome. If there's no problem eating, sleeping, mating, defending, then profit, adoration, distinction, how do we overcome, how do we become, get a profit so we can eat better, sleep better, have better sex, and defend ourselves more? How can we get distinction so that people massage our false ego and be adored by others? Because little tiny soul is not even perceived by others, but his false ego manifested in the form of a gross and subtle material body. He wants to be appreciated and loved so he can indirectly be glorified. Just like sometimes we become a devotee of something, we ourselves have no real qualification, but because we're a devotee of that object, whether it be a sports team or a movie star or some kind of club, when that object of our devotion is glorified, we share in their glory. And we take it that we're being glorified too because we're a devotee. So although we're not the body, when the body is glorified because we're a devotee of the body, we feel satisfied that the object of our love and attention, that we're spending so much time serving, is being glorified. So now we're being indirectly appreciated. Or under illusion, we think we're actually being directly appreciated. In any case, Materna Krishne Parataksatova Mito Bipadyeda Krihavratana. So in the absence of trying to take shelter of Krishna, then we're taking shelter of so much instruction on how to make this ourselves and this world better. Sociology, philanthropy, ecology, sociology, philosophy, all meant to make some improvement in our material existence. So either we studied individually or we try to get together collectively and enhance material existence. Everyone's trying to enhance material existence. But what is material existence? Griha Vratana. Griha means house. So the first house everyone lives in is their body. So for the materialist, their body has to be healthy and strong to have a success in life. Just like Vrikasura, he obtained from Shiva, Lord Shiva, the benediction that whosoever head he touched would crack into thousands of pieces. So he became very elated. Let me touch the head of Lord Shiva. That way his head will crack into a thousand pieces and I can steal his wife Parvati. Therefore, after receiving the benediction, he took a step forward to touch Shiva's head. Lord Shiva became very disturbed. He trembled in fright, in fear. Took off all over the universe, being chased by Vrikasura, saying, wait one second, you know, I just want to, you know, say something to you, just wait for something. You don't know what I'm going to say. But Lord Shiva understood Vrikasura's intention. Everywhere he went, Shiva to Indraloka, Brahmaloka, everywhere he went, he could not find any shelter. No one wanted to get on Vrikasura's bad side. Some people have the healing touch, he had the killing touch. Finally, Lord Shiva went to Mahavishnu Loka in the material world, in Swetadweep, and Lord Vishnu, being omniscient, knew exactly what was going on, and therefore he came in the guise of a brahmachari wearing rudraksha beads. Lord Shiva ran past him, and then Vrikasura came, and Lord Vishnu said, my dear Vrikasura, O son of Shukuni, why are you running so fast? Don't you know that you'll wear your body out? And if you wear your body out, then there'd be nothing to set for in which with which you can satisfy the desires of your mind. So you should rest a little bit and tell me what your problem is. Vrikasura, hearing the name of Shukuni, his father, thought, oh, this must be a friend of the family. So he stopped. And he said, my dear sir, actually, I'm chasing after Lord Shiva because he gave me a benediction that whosoever head I touch would crack into thousands of pieces. So I just want to experiment on Lord Shiva and see if his head cracks into thousands of pieces. And then I can steal his wife Parvati. So Lord Vishnu said, no, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Actually, I have information that Lord Shiva got into a quarrel with his father-in-law, Daksha, and he's been cursed to become a ghost. And now he's going all over the universe handing out false benedictions. So what I think you should do is touch your own head with your hand. And if it doesn't work, if your head doesn't crack into 1,000 pieces, then you should go and kill that rascal, Lord Shiva, for handing out false benedictions. So being bewildered by Lord Vishnu's energy, Vrikasura, forgetting the power of Lord Shiva, took his hand and placed it on his head and it cracked into 1,000 pieces and he died. So Lord Vishnu was able to convince him that he should stop running after Lord Shiva because he thought, yes, I should not wear my body out. My body is very important because without my body, how can I serve and satisfy the desires of my mind? So the first house everyone lives in is their body. And the material conception of life is to make the body strong and healthy, and then my life is partly successful. And then when the body's strong, healthy, then we expand it to our family, have a nice house, strong house, all security, nicely decorated, comfortable house. Everyone can live in there, my family can live in there, my soldiers can live in there, protecting ultimately my house, my body. And then, after my house is secure, then expand it to my community, have security in the community, community watch, and then have it to expand it to the city, the state, the country, have all this kind of protection so that ultimately I can live peacefully and happily in the material world. And for what? Adantu Gobira Vishitamta Mizram. So that Adantu Gobira, my uncontrolled senses, my unrestricted senses, can be satisfied. But I don't know that actually by such endeavor is leading me to the darkest regions of ignorance. They don't know there's such a thing as Yamaloka, where people are tortured for performing sinful activities in the material world. They think that by gratifying the senses, if they're gratified, then I'm happy. If not, then there's no reaction. I can do whatever I want. I'm free to satisfy kama, krodha, and whatever else desires I have. Aneka citta vipranta. Kama Krodha Parayana. Aneka Chitta Vipranta. They perpetually want to gratify their senses. Adanta Gobir Vishitamta Mizram. Punat Punat Charvata Charvananam. Although it's the same thing over and over again, today we're going to eat something, but it's not like today we're going to eat something and we're going to fall over in ecstasy. Today we're going to eat something and more or less, it's going to be the same experience as yesterday. But Maya doesn't tell us, oh, it's just going to be the same thing over and over again. No, this time it's going to be exciting and more better, ever improving. This is January 18th eating, unlike January 17th eating. That today, when I go to sleep, I'm going to be transported to Vaikuntha. And this way people are eating, sleeping, mating, defending, thinking that this is going to be some special eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But it's actually punat punat charvada, charvanana. Because natevidu swarthikatim hi Vishnu. They don't know that the aim of life is to reach Vishnu. They don't know that when they come to Krishna consciousness, then their senses will actually be satisfied. Instead, dirashaya ye bahi artamanina. They take something completely insignificant as the whole goal of life. They'll work their whole lifetime, so here in Australia, they can retire and take some ball and throw it on the grass. And they think this is the culmination of my existence. And when they get so old they can't throw the ball in the grass, they can watch other people throw the ball in the grass. Get ecstasy that way. And why are they so much absorbed in this material consciousness? Andayatandiro bhagiyamanaste pisha tantra urudami bhara. Because they're anda, they're blind. No one has even explained to them that they're different from their body. The most elementary spiritual knowledge is not even expressed in the highest universities. You can go to the biggest universities around the world, Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, and how many classes are there explaining to people that you're not your body? How many learned scholars are writing their dissertation on the difference between matter and spirit, and the controller of both? Actually, what people, as Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakura said, by birth everyone is more or less born a Shudra, Kalo Shudra Sampravā. And by modern education, one becomes less than an animal. Because the animals, at least they're regulated in their habits of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But modern human beings, trained up in atheism, in godlessness, thinking that everything came out of nothing, and that the end you go into nothing, then they think I have nothing to lose. I can do whatever I want here, the whole world is my playground, and at the end, I simply disappear, and if there's any bill to pay, any reaction to pay, then they had to find me in nothingness. I'm going to be very hard to find there. But lo and behold, they're surprised to wake up, and instead of being a learned scientist or a mathematician, they wake up and they're going, rrr, rrr. That's their mother. So they may not believe in God, they may not believe in the law of karma, but I assure you every single ant in this universe, every single bug, every single mouse and cat and dog, and every other living entity, they also did believe in the law of karma. But it didn't stop the law of karma from working. So their leaders are blind. They can't even understand the most basic concepts of reality. And their followers are blind. And the result is that they all become entangled in the perplexities of material existence. And the more they're entangled, even if someone comes with a rope to save them, then they're caught up in their material existence. As I said the story the other day, a man's walking in the forest, looking for some honey. And unfortunately, he gets chased by a tiger. So he runs and runs and runs up a tree. And he comes to a branch of the tree because the tiger is crawling up the tree too. Unfortunately, he grabs the branch of the tree and it breaks. And he falls into a hole. And unfortunately for him, on that branch that he broke was a hive of poisonous Amazon bees which fall on his head. And all the bees are stinging him. And on the bottom of the hole, there are venomous snakes crawling up to bite him. And the tiger is trying to crawl into the hole to eat him. And when he falls into the hole, both his hands and legs are broken. Such an unfortunate situation. One calamity after another. What is the hope? But luckily, due to his good pious activities in the past, one man came with a rope and threw it down. He was on the other side where the tiger couldn't get him, throwing the rope down, other side of the hole. So he said, "Grab hold of the rope and I'll pull you out." So the man says, "I can't do it because my hands and legs are broken." "No problem. Grab hold with your teeth and I'll pull you out by your teeth." And he said, no, I don't want that." He said, "Right now there's a hive on my head, and since it fell on my head, all this sweet Amazon honey is running down my nose. And very soon it's going to reach my mouth, and I'll be able to enjoy." "So I have no interest in getting freed by the rope." So such is material enjoyment. We're being tortured by the material energy, but we're looking for that one drop of honey in the material world to enjoy, and we think it's all worth it. So this is called ignorance, because people don't know that the aim is Vishnu, who is a reservoir of happiness and pleasure. Instead, they're taking one drop of honey as the totality of the universe. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj suggests, "Naishamatis tava urukramangrim sprisha inarto bhagavan inarta mayisam paro rije vishekam iskinchanana navrinita yadva." That one has to choose as the leader someone who's actually a kinchana, who's not caught up in the illusion of material existence, trying to exploit material nature for the gratification of his uncontrolled senses. Instead, one is actually a surrendered soul to Vishnu and his devotees. And one should actually become a servant of such devotees, because in that way one can actually transcend material existence and come back to one's original consciousness again. So everyone has to choose a leader. There's no question. When Srila Prabhupada was speaking to Professor Katovsky at the University of Moscow, Professor Katovsky could not understand anything of our philosophy. He could not understand the difference between the body and the soul. He could not even understand that there is a necessity in society to have qualified people lead it who are clean and truthful. He cannot understand any of that philosophy. So Prabhupada told him, "Actually, still there's no difference between your philosophy and our philosophy. Your philosophy is that you've chosen Lenin as your leader, and you'll go wherever Lenin is going. And we've chosen Krishna as our leader, and we'll go wherever Krishna goes." So the philosophy ultimately is everyone has to choose a leader and follow them. No one can be independent. The question is, which leader we want to choose? If we choose a Mahajana Yena Katasa Panda, who's a fool and rascal, then we'll become a fool and rascal. And if we choose an enlightened soul and follow their instructions, then we'll become an enlightened soul too. So that's our choice, the human form of life. Who we want to choose as our authority, as our leader, and then we'll get the appropriate result from that. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
You were saying before that like materialistic person always have the same thing over and over again, like eating, sleeping. But as an outsider, you could say that we also do the same thing. We obviously chant, we go Baharinam, we book the books. Always the same thing, again and again.
Yes, but this is nitya-nitya-nava-nava-nyavana, which means it's always fresh and new. It's spiritual. That's the difference between spiritual and material. Spiritual things can be done over and over again, and they're always new. We can sing Hare Krishna on the street over and over again, it's new. But if the materialists try to go out and sing, you know, Mary had a little lamb, its sheep was white as snow, over and over again, how many times would they have a Harinam out there about Mary and the lamb? Because they get bored with it.
They have to change
the song, but we always sing the same song, and it never gets old. It's always fresh and new. So that's spiritual. That's proof that it's spiritual. Anything else? Yes. We're forced to do what we're not meant to do? Well, Arjuna asked the same question, as you probably know. Atha keno priyuktoyam papam charati purusha anicca napi varshneya buladiva niyojitaha. Krishna told Arjuna, you should do your duty, and Arjuna said, Atha keno, what is the energy that's forcing me to do things even against my will that I don't want to do? So Krishna says, Kama krodha, kama esha krodha esha raja guna samudbhava mahashino mahapapa vidyanam iha varina. It is lust only, Arjuna, which later transforms into wrath, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So we become servants of lust, and that turns into greed, which it turns into frustration, which turns into delusion, and therefore we're living in a world of delusion. Our delusion, created by our own activities in the mature world, have created a delusion for us. And we're living in it. And therefore, because we're attached to it, therefore we think we're obligated to serve lust, anger, and greed. And generally the materialist has no choice because he knows nothing else except for that. But for a devotee, he has a choice. He can take shelter of Krishna and devotional service, or he can neglect devotional service and Krishna consciousness, and therefore he'll be forced out according to the modes of nature. He kaschit chenamapi jatu tishtat karma krit karyate yavasha karma sarvaprakriti jaraganai. All living entities are forced to act helplessly according to the three modes of material nature, and therefore no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. So if we don't sincerely take shelter in Krishna consciousness, we'll be forced to act according to the whims that are arising from our senses and mind. Yes?
I've heard some people say, I will only serve Krishna because Krishna is perfect. His followers, a human being has imperfections. So I will follow only Krishna. I will think about Krishna, but I don't follow anybody else. So
yes, you shouldn't follow anyone else except for Krishna. So Krishna serves his devotees, so you should also serve his devotees. Krishna comes and helps the innocent, so you should also help the innocent. You should do exactly what Krishna does, because he's perfect. But don't serve anyone else except for Krishna.
Correct what they say, but they don't understand how to apply it.
Right. Yes.
What
was the question again?
What is the place of Kundalini Yoga?
What is the place?
Kundalini Yoga.
Do you practice Kundalini Yoga? Why are you asking the question?
Yeah.
Do they practice Kundalini Yoga?
They're trying.
They're trying to. Why don't they ask the person that they're learning it from? They don't know what the place is. Why are they doing it? If someone says, come with me, and you say, don't you ask, where are you going? You'll find out when you get there. Anything else? Jai. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.